wrongdoers will eat on their hands. In other words, they will eat their hands out of regret, and they will say, Ya laytani ittakhadtu ma'ar rasuli sabila. Woe unto me, if only I had made his work of misleading men. Although the circumstances of the revelation of these few verses was concerning two particular mushrikeen in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is general, that we should not befriend such people and keep the company of such people who will cause us to deviate from the path of haq, and those who are abandoning the Quran and Majeed. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned five things which constitute ignoring the Quran and Majeed and abandoning the Quran and Majeed. He says, number one, to listen to the Quran and Majeed but not to believe in it. Number two, to read the Quran and Majeed but not to practice on the Quran and Majeed. Number three, he says, not to make the Quran and Majeed all at once to their respective Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But the Quran and Majeed, we know from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was granted Nabuwat till very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, revelation continued, which was a period of approximately 23 years, little by little, bit by bit, portions of the Quran and Majeed feel down and feel saddened. So the gradual revelation of the Quran and Majeed gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fortitude and also consoled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another reason is that it makes it easier and facilitates the easier understanding and also remembering and practicing upon the Quran and Majeed. Further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the incident of some of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and their nations. And then Allah ta'ala explains His great creative powers, for which we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His great qudrat, His wisdom, His existence, and His oneness. Allah ta'ala speaks of the shadow, the lengthening and the shortening of the shadow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, considerable length of length and distance, we find that these two waters, they don't mix. Whereas there isn't an actual barrier between the two. But this is the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes mention of the creation of man from water, means semen. And Allah ta'ala, through that, Allah ta'ala makes family relations. Ta'ala isrif anna adhab jahannam. That turn the adhab of jahannam, punishment of jahannam, away from us. So they are fearful of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they spend, they are neither extravagant, nor are they stingy and miserly. They adopt a path of moderation. They don't call to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our eyes make them obedient, and a source of comfort for us. So these are the people, Allah ta'ala says, that we have prepared the lofty stages of Jannat for them. Allah ta'ala grant us these qualities. We should make an effort to study it and also to get these qualities within us. The next surah is Surah Ash-Shu'ara, which is a Makki surah. My reward is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a great lesson for those who are engaged in the da'wat of deen, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, propagating the message of haq, that never should the work of propagating the message of haq and calling towards Allah ta'ala become contaminated by any ulterior motives which are far from the truth. That's why. But only that type of poetry Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denounces. Because further on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will see these poets, that they are wandering around aimlessly in the valleys. And this is the condition of the poets, that in their quest for compiling poetry, particularly Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, who was a great poet. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and people used to attack Islam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, answer them. In other words, with your poetry, make him sit on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. And then he used to recite his poetry in the praises of Islam and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to counter the attacks and mole's wax, so soft it became on his hands, and he used to then make many things, and his livelihood also was by making those things and selling them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Sulaiman alayhi salam. His kingdom was not only over humans, but over the jinnat also, the animals also, the birds also, even the mountains, etc. used to be. And he found this hudhud, which is the hoopoe bird, missing. And Sulaiman alayhi salam became furious that why is he missing without permission? Why is he absent? If he can't present an excuse, I will punish it or I will slaughter it. After a little while, this bird comes and informs Sulaiman alayhi, submissive to me. In other words, surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to which I am calling you. When this letter reached Bilqis, she consulted with her ministers, and eventually they decided that, look, we don't know if we try and confront him, we don't know if he's really a Nabi or just a king aspiring to increase his kingdom and wants to attack us, like Thamud and the nation of Lut alayhi salam, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن أذكر الله تعالى مع قوم بعد صلاة الفجر إلى
triangle on the ground, and then he explained this triangle, this rectangle. He drew a rectangle on the ground, then he explained it, and he drew one line in the middle that was going out of the rectangle, and on that middle line, inside the rectangle, he drew some short lines on both.
Dans lequel il est mentionné qu'une fois, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, il a dessiné un rectangle. Il a dessiné un rectangle. Et au milieu de ce rectangle, il y a une ligne qui dépasse le rectangle. Et ensuite, à côté de ce rectangle, sur le côté, il y a des petits traits que Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, il a dessiné. Mais Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, il est le plus miséricordieux de tous les miséricordieux. Il ne nous a pas, il nous a pas laissé comme ça, comme un orphelin. Non, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne nous a pas laissé comme des orphelins. Mais Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, il y aura des problèmes, sûr et certain. Mais Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nous a donné les moyens.
Of committing suicide or killing, such terrible worry, Allah will save that person. Min amri dunya wal akhirah. That worry, depression can be of things of dunya or of akhirah.
Par exemple, il est mentionné dans le hadith que celui qui dit cette fois après Fajr et après Maghrib, hasbi Allah.
Water will enter that watch. Then what is it difficult for Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, the creator of the heavens and the earth, to make a heart that can be in 2,000 problems, but Allah make it worry-proof? Then no worry will also enter that heart. He'll have no worry whatsoever. So by reading this, no matter what...
Et nous allons lire tous ensemble, à l'unisson, mais nous devons prendre l'habitude de faire et de mettre en pratique ce don tous les jours. Donc on va lire ensemble.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي
la fonction jusqu'à Maghrib. Une fois Maghrib s'installe, le contrat expire, et en 10 ans après la salat de Maghrib 7, on renouvelle le contrat. Donc on doit prendre cette action.
In the hadith it comes after Fajr and after Maghrib, a person who will read 3 times أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم.
سبعين ألف 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 ملكين ألف ملكين. الله سبحانه وتعالى va mettre à la disposition de cette personne-là 70,000 anges. Et ces 70,000 anges en conjonction, le salamun alayhi, ils vont faire dua pour cette personne-là. Ensuite, dans une autre version du hadith, il est dit que les 70,000 anges vont demander.
Then I have my breakfast. So first read this, then start our day's work.
Mawlana Muhammad Akhtar, rahimahullah, il dit une fois, Mawlana Muhammad Omar, rahimahullah, il avait, dans un ijtima al-tablir, il avait l'habitude de dire que moi, je ne commence pas ma journée, je ne commence pas à prendre mon petit déjeuner tant que je n'ai pas mis.
Amul minul mu'ayminul azizul jabbarul mutakabbir. سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم.
الله تبارك وتعالى explained that in order to gain the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, 3 basic types of ibadah. One is tilawat of Quran Sharif. The recitation of the Quran Sharif is the basis of all nafil ibadat and zikr, and it is the means of gaining Allah's ma'arif. Such a business in which there is no possibility or no thought of a loss also. this business only has got profit. لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ تَاكِ پُورَ دے ان کو ثواب ان کا. They will get the full profits, the rewards, the sawab for this. And not only that, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Making dunya's business is nothing, can never compare with the profits that are made in the business of akhirat. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. اور جو ہم نے تجھ پر اتاری کتاب. And O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this kitab that we have revealed on you, the Quran Sharif, who it goes off the accelerator. Even if he was within the speed limit, still his leg goes off the accelerator. So whenever we make salam, see the policemen of Allah, the kiram and katibin, which are on our shoulders. And when we make salam to them, and with the eyes of the heart, see them. And then we also take off our flag this, that Allah has given it. And to whom Allah says, I have given this Quran Sharif in inheritance, those people that I have chosen from my servants. That is those that I've given Iman. The people of Iman, who are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've given them this kitab as inheritance, as warso. And so appreciate Jannah. So that is one group that is like, they are Muslims, but totally unmindful of Islam. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Or koi unme hai beech ke chal par. And others are in between us. They are those people who make namaz also, and they commit guna also. They make other gunas also. Has given us a choice in which group we want to be. The first group will have it very tough in the qabr. In this world also, they haven't done the amal of Allah's rahmat. Problems are coming to them all the time, physically, mentally, emotionally, health-wise. And then in the qabr again, on the day of Qiyamah, amongst those who are sabiqum bil khairat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru lahman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waj'alna fihi, in order to keep this world pegged down and let it remain firm, we have made mountains which are very, very high and very solid in their places. If a person just ponders about these mountains, he will also realize the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Mountains are so solid that they can't be moved. Rock Allah Ta'ala takes out water. And not water only, that water becomes a waterfalls. And everyone goes and see the beautiful waterfalls. When it falls down, many of these waterfalls then run into and make a huge river. And tell how many thousands of kilometers that river runs. And it satisfies a freeze system to keep that water for a long time. At the bottom, the water melts and it goes into the mountain and it makes its little streams and rivers underneath. And where that water flows, and people then use that water. Either it comes out as a spring somewhere. Either people bore holes and because they...
Go further.